When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out his podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.
What is going on, faithful? Coming to you live from Levi's training camp. Just got finished with practice, and I thought I'd get back to the car just so the audio and people walking around wouldn't be as crazy. We'll see how it goes out here in the parking lot. But camp was fun today. I really had a good time. Very long team period. We got a little bit of move the ball period. It was a lot of fun as far as just trying to focus on a certain few key positions. Because there's some issues with the 49ers. Now, I know a lot of the people are going to be talking about Brock Purdy and the interceptions. You know, Brock Purdy was red hot, then got ice cold. And so there were two separate team periods. You know, the first team period, Brock Purdy went like 7 for 7. It seemed like hit a lot of deep passes, was just absolutely on fire. Then they break. They, you know, go through some individual special teams time, some team special teams time. Then they came back, did another team segment. He was awful. It was weird. And so, you know, do you put a lot of stock in that? I think the number one issue for me with the Brock Purdy struggles in the second half of practice, he was hesitating. The passes were a little bit long. It was a little rough from the aspect of he had wide open players. He was just getting the ball out just a little bit late, which is, you know, very uncharacteristic of Brock. Were they working on something? You know, were they trying to, you know, figure out exactly, you know, let's see what happens if we wait. Who knows? Yeah, I don't put a lot of stock in that. But especially when you look at the first part of practice and he was just lighting everybody up, probably the play of the day was a deep ball to Ayuk, hit him in stride. They actually had a couple fades. Even, you know, Josh Dobbs and Brandon Allen all hit some deep passes to some extent on the left side of the field, or the offensive left side of the field, which was awesome. Now, some of the just takeaways as I go through my notes. Defense, you know, starting defensive rotation, pretty much what we expected. There was no Renardo Green, no John Feliciano, no Spencer Burford. So because of that, you saw a little bit of a shakeup at the slot corner position. You know, Diamador Lenore was first, Samuel Womack was second. First time I've seen him even get snaps out there, which was awesome. And then Chase Lucas behind him. So you're seeing just a lot of different players get those slot reps. Starters, you know, DFF was back with the starters as the number three linebacker, and he got an interception late. I thought he had probably one of the worst days of anybody out there. Seemed like every single big play, run and team or pass, was right at that kind of, you know, it's DFF and Curtis Robinson. Those seem to be the two guys that get the most snaps at the number three Sam spot. D Winters is not getting any snaps there, which I know that's what a lot of people wanted to be. Is, man, let's get D Winters out there as the number three linebacker. He's playing will only. And Devondre Campbell is taking every single first team snap. So, yeah, D Winters is working with the twos, but he's not getting any. So it seems like that's going to kind of be what it's going to be. And I think my phone's going to get a little hot here. Let me pull it back just this way so it's out of the sun. I don't want this to shut down during the thing. So, you know, as far as just the rotations go, George Odom continues to get all the first-team snaps at the safety position with Jair Brown. They are not rotating in Malik Mustafa at all. That is not coming as well. And so if we look at the, you know, just rotation of the defense, it's more of the same. The vets will always get the benefit of the doubt in the Shanahan system. And you heard him at the press conference the other day say, well, we want players where the moment's not too big for them. And until somebody can prove that the moment's not too big of for them, they're not going to put them in there. And so for guys like Malik Mustafa, all the young backs, Tatum Bethune, he's not working with the ones, twos, or threes. Like, he is special teamer only. Jalen Graham, he's not working with the first or second team either. And so the rotation, man, it's deep. I remember there was one point in practice where it was ones and twos defense, and I look over, the guy's not even on the field, and it's all three of the young linebackers, Jalen Graham, D Winters, and Tatum Bethune. And it's like, man, none of these guys are working with the ones and twos. Now, D Winters got a lot of snaps with the twos, but not all of them. And so, like, that's just one of the things where it's just like, this is interesting. Michael, appreciate the question here. He says, you know, is Pooney with the ones? He was with the ones all day today. With no Feliciano, with no Spencer Burford, Dominique Pooney started the right guard. And so, you know, where I was sitting, I had a great time. So many great people up there. Shout out to Vicky and Alicia, and my man Matthew, who helped us this whole time. But we were sitting next to Brad Graham, Jordan Elliott, you know, some great people that put out some great 49ers content. So we were watching a lot of Dominique Pooney. I watched him more than any player today. Stellar practice. He completely owns Malik Collins start to finish. I mean, there were so many plays. Like, I found one negative play with Dominique Pooney. And again, he took all the first team reps at right guard. I saw one bad rep, and it was on a play action boot to the right. And he kind of got beat around the corner. But Brock Purdy, the quarterback, was 15 yards on the other side. So it was the only bad rep that I saw from Dominique Pooney. Like, he anchors so well versus power. That was in his scouting report too. And so, man, Dominique Pooney, huge stock up. Does this mean that he's going to start over Spencer Burford or Feliciano? No. But if I'm John Chapman's the coach, the O-line rotation, here's what I'm saying right off the bat. We're moving Feliciano to center, which has already kind of started to take place. And I want that competition between Feliciano and Brindle, because here's what happened at one point in the game or today's practice. You know, we're not switching DTs. Javon Hargrave's on the right, you know, defensive tackle spot. He dominated Banks today, by the way. And then you got Malik Collins on the left defensive tackle spot going against Pooney almost every play. Well, there was a stunt where Malik Collins, you know, he looked like he was in two wide, but I'm diagonal. Where I'm at, so I'm not behind, I'm diagonal, so, you know, where the alignment was, whatever. But he kind of shot in and just ran over Brindle. And this was sandwiched between probably six snaps where Dominique Pooney completely stalemated Malik Collins. So it was like, bad Collins, bad Collins, bad Collins. Finally, a huge positive play for Collins. Well, it was against Brindle. What's Brindle's weakness? Can't anchor against power three techniques. Can't do it. And so you see a rookie do it consistently, and it was just, man, it was awesome to see. You know, I see this Banks regressed. I don't want to go that far. I would say throughout camp, he's been a little bit closer to injured Banks than he was last year's training camp in first 3 weeks of the season, Aaron Banks, which was awesome. I would say Pro Bowl caliber level. Is how he started, got injured, went bad. And it's not like he's out there just whiffing blocks or whatever else. But whenever you look at Dominique Pooney, he's playing incredible. Now it's one day, right? And so it's one day in training camp. Does that make it where he should be getting starter reps? Absolutely not. Will he get starter reps? Probably not. But that floor of Dominique Pooney, you saw it today. You saw it today. I really, really thought that he played well. Sticking with the offense, you know, Juwan Jennings took most of the X team snaps today, right? That Ayuk role. It was Ayuk, then it was Danny Gray, a little bit of goodness, the wide receiver that they just signed. I freaking forgot his name, but whatever. Who's been with the team off and on, whatever else. And then Pearsall. Pearsall got some X snaps, did decent, not great, and was almost completely absent for the second team period. It just had his helmet off on the side, but then got back in late, and it stinks because he had like a big drop late, which was frustrating. But overall, not a bad practice whatsoever from Pearsall. Thought it was decent, not amazing. First down at practice today, Isaac Yiadom and Maluk Mustafa, who just continues just to be awesome. I really, really do like that. Now, drops today, which the punt returners did really well. You had Trent Taylor, you had Ronnie Bell and Ricky Pearsall, zero drops during you know, their individual work as punt returners. Everybody was clean. Even Kyle Juszczyk, who always comes in and gets like two or three, he just works his way into rotation. No coaches tell him to go over there. He does whatever the hell he wants to do. So I see this. What's up with Huff? We were able to see, shout out to Matthew, Talanoa Hufanga was just in shorts in practice. Him and Dre Greenlaw were kind of off to the side. Dre Greenlaw came in for some parts of practice to kind of support and cheer on the linebackers. No boot on Dre Greenlaw. That's huge. But Huff still in street clothes, and, you know, Greenlaw still in street clothes as well. So that's kind of what that is. Yes, so right here again. Did you say Ayuk was first at – no. Ayuk is traditionally the X wide receiver. So that X spot, Juwan Jennings took the first team reps predominantly today. Danny Gray has been in that. And so they've shifted around the wide receivers a lot to make up for Ayuk being out. Because last year's rotation was Ayuk, Ronnie Bell, Chris Conley. That was kind of the three that were getting those snaps in season. But throughout training camp, it's been Danny Gray. He's been out there with the first teamers, and then Jennings stayed in the slot. But now that Pearsall's in there.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard. Every week in Sam Tipper, that's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week 1. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams, one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on our old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shifting it up. And so now you're getting some Pearsall in the slot, some Pearsall at X. But as far as the first team offensive break, the huddle, whatever, Jennings was that X spot today. And predominantly, probably most of the first team reps, that's just kind of how it was. So if I said it vice versa or a different way, that's on me. I apologize. Ayuk was not there. You know, I didn't see him out there. We were looking. I'm sure he was out there and somebody else will post it, but I didn't see him. Now, it was a fun practice. You know, some of the big plays, I've got too many pages of notes. I have to do a live show later. I'll be back at training camp tomorrow as well. I have to do a live show either later today or tomorrow where I detail everything. But some of the big plays in one-on-ones, D Winners locked up CMC, which was so cool. And it probably would have been a 5-yard, you know, contact penalty. But if you could touch CMC, that's a huge rep. Really, really like that. Brock hit Debo deep. That was the play of the day. Just completely in stride. Unbelievable. Brock also had a nice rollout where he hit CMC in stride down the stretch as well. So a lot of really big plays. Now, as far as just some of my main takeaways, and I got to get to Vicky's takeaways as well because she did great. Pooney's incredible. I'm excited for him, and I want to see that. Quarterback two, I don't know what the heck to do with it. Brandon Allen, again, was better than Josh Dobbs. It's not that Josh Dobbs doesn't know the offense. He's not trusting what he sees. You'll see the opening take place with the wide receivers, and he just holds it for a full count, which is a problem. But I love Josh Dobbs, and I think that the ceiling is there way over Brandon Allen. But if you need a quarterback too today, it's Brandon Allen. Now, we'll have to see once the lights come on and they play the preseason games and it'll work itself out, kind of like what Shanahan talked about. We'll see how that plays out. Now, Eric Saulberg continues to be the number tight end too. He's ascending. The gap between him and the other tight ends is growing. Braden Allen's good, and I think they want him to kind of win that job, but he's kind of like Ronnie Bell on routes where he can never get separation. Every single play, it's contested. You know, it's frustrating. So he's not getting that separation. Then you got Cameron Latu, who probably had a better day today than last year's camp, but still terrible. He had two drops, had a false start in team period. He had one good block play that I really liked. He got to the second level well. Outside of that, just doesn't look the part still. I was hoping, you know, he had the one-handed catch yesterday that got a lot of traction. That's great. He's got to build at some point, and it's just not there. Logan Thomas, you know, Pline, all those guys. It's Kittle, and then it's Eric Saulberg. Like, that's it. That's just what it is. No, Ayuk is not back playing. I don't know where that's coming up. No, Ayuk is not back. I'm saying in the Ayuk role, the X wide receiver that's out wide. I don't know where we're getting that. Maybe I said something stupid. I apologize. Number three, linebacker is an issue. As I said, I really wish D Winners would get that. But DFF and Curtis Robinson, DFF got an interception late, but it was a terrible practice for him. It seemed like every big run and pass was right at the number three linebacker spot. Defensive end depth's an issue. Right now, you know, Alex Barrett looks the part. He's been with the Niners forever. But, I mean, he's taking snaps ahead of Robert Beal Jr. Like, when is Robert Beal Jr. going to pop? He looks a little stiff. I know he's electric and got the body and the speed. It's rough. Zakel played all over the place. He got snaps today at left guard, center, and right guard. Ben Bartsch, kind of the same thing. Zakel had a good day. Really thought that he did. Ronnie Bell didn't like his practice today at all. Had a huge drop over the middle. It wasn't intercepted, but it was popped up. Like, think about Ronnie Bell in the past. Should have been intercepted. I mean, he popped it up right over the middle, right off of his hands. It was just like, ah. Talking the running backs, Tobias, how does Cody Schrader look compared to other running backs? He looks behind. It doesn't look bad. Patrick Taylor Jr. is probably way ahead. I would argue Patrick Taylor Jr. is way ahead of Isaac Garendo as well. Patrick Taylor Jr.'s look good. It's CMC, gigantic gap. Jordan Mason, Elijah Mitchell, they're close, however you want to put them. Jordan Mason's look better. Not that Elijah Mitchell's look bad. Jordan Mason's look better, period. Even had an awesome toe-tap catch on the sideline and one-on-ones today. Jordan Mason did, which is like his big weakness. You had the Shanahan comments about him just yesterday. But those two, huge gap. And then it's probably Patrick Taylor, another big gap, Cody Schrader. And, man, we haven't seen anything from Durando just because he's always injured. Not always injured, but it's the hamstring that has always been injured throughout his career. It seems like he's going to miss almost a majority of training camp. So he might be in that Cameron Latu. They might sit him for a while and all those types of things. So take that for what you want. So, yeah, you know, practice was beneficial today. I think that there's a lot to work on from the offensive side on consistency and how to replace the absence of Ayuk. I would argue Jalen Moore continues to play well. Now, he's not the answer for left tackle, and without Trent, that's going to be an issue. But it's not like that's a hindrance. I would argue the center and left guard position are a bigger hindrance on the offensive line right now than Jalen Moore. Jalen Moore is playing well. But when you force Juwan Jennings, your slot guy, to go be a separator out wide, the 49ers corners are no joke. And so now all those passes, they're difficult because it's contested. Ayuk's a separator. You're not out there. And so the 49ers are taken away from other spots. And, you know, the rookie Pearsall is not ready yet to take over that slot role or any role. And that's shown today in practice. So Pearsall's got to build on some of those things. Not that he had a bad practice, but he's not Brandon Ayuk. And so we'll have to see what happens. So the center, the left guard spot, those are issues. That X wide receiver spot, that's an issue. Yeah, we had some blitzes today, which was kind of fun. You know, a couple nickel blitzes. I saw Jalen Graham do a Mike blitz up the middle. Nothing really extravagant, but we'll see. And I will say probably my favorite play of the day, there was a blitz. Fred Warner blitzed Dominique Pooney on what would be the B gap offensively, right? And Dominique Pooney picks him up, passes him off to the tackle, Colton McKivitz, came back and helped with the defensive tackle on the inside. And it was just like, ooh. It was awesome. It was wonderful to see. So, you know, overall, good day. These were Vicky's notes, who helps us with the 49ers Rush Road Trip, which, by the way, if you're going to any games this year, 49ersrushroadtrip.com, come party with us. We got night before parties. We're going to have some players out like we always do, always family friendly. So if you're going to any road games, 49ersrushroadtrip.com, and our early bird pricing is about to disappear. It's left on a handful of events, which means tickets only go up in price. We always try to reward the first people that buy their tickets. So get over there and do that. But, you know, these were three of Vicky's takeaways, who sat right next to me and kind of – she's probably the fan of the year, should be anyway. She said Latu is better than expectations, but they were low. And so still terrible, but you kind of see he does something the other wide receiver or tight ends do, which is he finds space consistently. He's just got to work on the other things. Jalen Graham needs way more reps, and she said the number two quarterback – spot should be going to Brandon Allen, not Dobbs. Also, Tanner Mordecai got some team reps for the first time in camp. That was kind of fun. Looked good. Actually looked pretty good. And so we'll see. I've got 4.5 pages of notes. It's ridiculous. Moody made all of his kicks today. T.O.'s son made an amazing catch. Tariq Owens down to – he's not getting any separation, which is a problem for a wide receiver. But you saw it. Like, he's a baller. Kind of double covered on a fade. Safety got there. Trailing corner underneath him still made the catch. Would have been a touchdown. So, like, there's positives at all three levels all throughout this. But that's going to do it for us today. It was a good day at camp. Brock hot and cold. CMC's incredible. Your stars are incredible. But there are some major issues that need to be addressed. And how's that going to look? Obviously, you know, if we could wave a magic wand and Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk and Dre Greenlaw's back and Talanoa Fungus back, all right, now we're cooking with some grease. Those issues aren't going to be solved anytime soon. So, yeah, we'll see. And, yeah, Sean, to get your question, yeah, it's been rough. Banks has been rough. And I'm seeing questions about the defensive backs. Solid day, but I paid attention to the trenches most of the time today. I wanted to focus on Dominique Pooney. And I wanted to see what Clea Davis could do. I thought he had a terrible practice. We've got to have one of the defensive tackles step up, and we just haven't seen it. And, you know, you see Hargrave dominate every single play, and then you bring in the Bravo group, and Kalia Davis is taking defensive snaps at the same spot that Hargrave is, and he's doing nothing. It's hard. So take that for what it is. But that's going to do it for us. I got to head home. And we'll be back tomorrow for the same thing. So appreciate you guys as always. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so. But that's going to do it for us. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So